Hi guys, welcome to the Army's show. Today I'm going to read you an article about running and cycling, why running is better than cycling. Today it's the 12th of June 2021. This article is from Medium, Runner's Life, and it was published almost 1 year ago in July. Let's go. Have you ever gone out for a run on a recreational path and a cyclist angrily yells, "Get out of the bike lane"? Your heart rate skyrockets and you anxiously check your blind spot and see a cyclist sipping by at 25 miles per hour? I run almost on a daily basis and I recently noticed that this occurring a lot more lately. Is it the pandemic blues? Why do some cyclists get angry when people run in the recreational lane? Are they misinformed? Do they think it's solely a bike lane? It's not just a bike lane, it's a shared recreational lane. I think there is a big difference here. In all seriousness, most cyclists simply ring a bell or say, "To your left." I send a polite wave and shift over to the right. If I'm running faster than a cyclist, I'll do the same. It's a two-way street. I respect them and they respect me. We're all allies. Happy days, right? An angry cyclist cruised by me today during my run. I'm a nerdy exercise physiologist and it got me thinking. Are you jealous that I'm getting more health benefits? Before we dive into the science, I want to highlight a few important points. 1. Not every cyclist does this. The majority of cyclists who pass me during my runs are normally very respectful. We're all just trying to exercise here. 2. I love running and cycling. I do both on a weekly basis. 3. Any mode of exercise is beneficial for your health. 4. Any exercise that you find enjoyable will be sustainable. 5. The more exercise behavior you can sustain, the more health benefits. Running is better for you than cycling, and here are 4 reasons why. The first, running is a whole body aerobic exercise. The general hypothesis is that the greater the muscle mass used during an activity, the greater the maximal oxygen uptake. During match, the relative and absolute workloads below and above the anaerobic threshold, running elicits a greater cardiorespiratory response in comparison to cycling. This is because running requires postural stability and the use of more muscles in comparison to cycling, which predominantly utilizes lower limb muscles. Therefore, runners will typically consume more oxygen during a recreational bout of exercise in comparison to cycling. 2. Running burns more fuel and fat for a given workout. We just learned that running uses more muscle mass, and in turn, your body needs to consume more oxygen. Oxygen consumption and energy expenditure are tightly linked. This means that you will use more energy for a 30-minute run than a cyclist will for a 30-minute cycle. There are multiple factors at play here, such as exercise duration and intensity. However, for a given exercise intensity, running will simulate more fat oxidation than cycling. A cyclist will need to exercise for a much longer period of time in order to burn the equivalent number of calories. In a time crunch, running is just more time efficient. 3. Running stimulates osteogenic activity. Bone shape and density are largely dependent on forces acting on the bone. Running is a high-impact weight-bearing exercise that places mechanical stress on the skeleton. This stimulates osteogenic activity like bone formation, remodeling, and resorption. In contrast, cycling is non-weight-bearing and exerts very little force on the skeleton. Remember, cycling requires a long period of time to gain health benefits. Spending long hours sitting in the saddle, a waist-supported position on the bike, provides minimal osteogenic effect on bone health. A systematic review conducted by Olmedilles et al. Confirmed these findings. and concluded that cycling does not appear to provide any bone-building benefit. 4. Running improves your mobility. The older-aged population is skyrocketing in the United States. Everyone wants to age well and independently, right? Lack of exercise is an independent predictor of mobility decline. Running not only improves your overall mobility, but it also improves your muscle strength and balance. Closing remarks. At the end of the day, both recreational running and cycling are beneficial for you. I do both mostly for variety and to switch things up. Remember, any exercise that you find enjoyable will be sustainable. Ever wonder if you're exercising in the right training zone? Or how to calculate aerobic exercise intensity? Check out my latest article, etc. Well, that was it, and hope you enjoyed. Bye.